Our topic today is Kinuyim. So the Mishnah tells us here on Daf Yud, HaOmer Konam Koneach Koneim, excuse me, Kones. Hare Ilu Kinuyim LeKarbon. Cherek Cherek Cherif is kinuyin lecherem, naziach, naziach, paziach is kinuyin lenazirus, shvusa, shkuka, and then noter b'moi are kinuyin leshvua. So there is a concept called kinuyin, which we already know from the first Mishnah, which the Gemara had to explain. We started with kinuyin nazirus, kinuyin nadarim, and then yaldos nadarim, and now we're coming back to explain what are the kinuyin nadarim. So the interesting question that we can wonder about when we learn this Gemara is, what is the source, what's the makor for kinuyei nedarim, kenedarim? And it's conspicuously absent. You would have expected a Menahani Mili or, you know, my time or something like that, and for some reason it just doesn't exist. So to think about where that makor might be, we probably should consider what are kinuyim. So the Gemara here tells you it's machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Lashon Umosein. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Omar Lashon Shebodulahem Chacham Lios Nodirbo. So perhaps this machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish will be important in terms of thinking about what the makar might be. So perhaps there are three different possible makoros, and then we'll see how they relate to Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. The first suggestion is that there actually is no makar. There is no source for kinuy nedarim kinedarim. Why would I argue that? Because the Gemara doesn't present any source for kinuy nedarim kinedarim. Happens to be that, by the by, on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara mentioned, in the context of Nazir, the Gemara mentioned Yados Nazirus Kinazirus, which was the purpose of the Drasha there, and it also mentioned Kinoi Nazirus Kinazirus. And what did Tosfos say on that point? Tosfos said, no, it's not really for that. Tosfos there, in Dibra Maskil Lasos, he says, Lomi boy kro yisera, devadayim in a Torah, v'lo istrich, hayito rakli yados, v'lo ne kinuyim. Dami gufita kro shamina kinuyim. Tosa says, you don't need an additional pasuk for that. Yes?
Okay, shouldn't it be in the Mishnah and Haggadah in the Talib Akhir? Why would it be? Why should it be such a double pasuk that they work the rest
of? Good question.
There should be no source. It should at least be in the Mishnah, Talib Akhir, or something.
Very good. So let's get to that in a second. The Rosh here confirms this point and notes, this was the Rosh that we mentioned at the time, that according to the Mada Amar, Lashon Shebodolem Chacham Milibam, the Rosh is in Dibra HaMaschil Nozil Lahazir Lazos Yodos Nizirus Kinesirus. He points out that according to the Manda Omar, that it's Lashon Shebodolem Chacham Milibam, the whole din of Kinuyim is only Midrabanan. So that's why there's no Makar. There's no Makar in the Pasuk because Kinuyim is only Midrabanan. According to Reish Lakish. The other approach is that there is a pasuk. There's a Beferish pasuk. This is the first line in the Yerushalmi here in Nedarim. The Yerushalmi says, Ki Yidor Neder, why do you have to say in Yidor Neder? The second Neder is to teach you Kinuyim. So now, let's plug it in based on the Shitas that we know. According to Rabbi Yochanan, perhaps The first Mahalach makes a lot of sense, exactly like Tosfos said. I know why the Gemara never says a drasha about kinuyim, and it happens to be even that drasha, it's not even discussing kinuyim of Nedarim, it's only in passing, it's, like the Rosh said, it's just b'chidi, because you don't need a pasuk for something that is obvious. Lashonos of Nedarim, it shouldn't matter whether it's in Hebrew or in any other language, whether it's Lashon HaKodesh or Shal Lashonos. If you look in the Mishnah in Sotan Lamed Beis, there the Mishnah gives you a whole list of declarations that require Lashon HaKodesh and those that do not require Lashon HaKodesh. In that context, there are a couple of Shavuos that are mentioned. If you look there, in the Gemara, it's based on a specific drasha. The Gemara has to support each of those categories with a makar. Why something should dafka be b'lashon hakodesh? They have to have a specific drasha. But why should you need a drasha, me'echitesi, that nedarim should need a pasuk to tell you that it's dafka including shal lashonos? Nedarim follows the lashon b'nei adam, which is something that we've seen around. And so if it follows the lashon b'nei adam, why should it matter what lashon it is? There's no reason to think that it should dafka be Lashon HaKodesh. It includes what? I didn't hear. One thing at a time. So, that's the first point. It's even more understandable in light of the Tosfos on Daf Beis, who said that the ikar of the lashon is that it follows the kavanas halev of the gomar belibo lasos ki ikar halashon. So, if the main point of the neder is the intent, so of course, if it's going to be in a shar lashon, what does it matter? So then you're stuck with the question: well, if it's just b'shar lashon, so what's the chiddush? So this perhaps is why the Rambam interprets both in Hilchos Nedarim in Perek Aleph Halacha Tes Vav, Tes Zayin, and in Hilchos Shavuos Perek Beis Halacha Hey, that this is referring to Lashon Alagim. If you look there, the Radvaz, although we'll come back to this in a little bit, the Radvaz thinks the Rambam probably passes like Rabbi Yochanan. Why would he pass like Rish Lakish when he had a machlokas with Rabbi Yochanan? So he's probably passing like Rabbi Yochanan, but he's troubled. Why should it be that shal lashonos are called kinuyim? The answer is, it's not regular shal lashonos, it's lashonos hagolim, it's these corrupted languages. And that's on one side. So in that respect, we can understand why you don't need a makar. And even these lashonos alagim, you could still say, because the fact that they fall under some category of language, the chiddush of the Mishnah is to tell you, don't think that these things are not language, they're still language. Because, as Tosfos said, you had the intent that you wanted. That's Rabbi Yochanan Aregelachas for the moment. What about Rish Lakish? According to the Rush, you understand very well, according to Rish Lakish, why you don't have a makar, because, according to Rish Lakish, the whole thing is only Drabbanan. But what about the Ran? The Ran on Daf Beis, who said that these kinuyim are definitely min haTorah. And the Ran made this argument. He said, well, what about the fact that Rish Lakish says that it's Lashon Shebadam L'Chachamim? So he says, well, he quoted Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chazdai, that it's a Rebusa, not just Shal Lashonos, but even, one second, here it is. No, that's not the line I wanted. Michael Nemersi says, Elavadai mashma dulkuli alma kinuim daraisa. He says, it definitely is true that they are daraisa, but he doesn't explain to you why or how. The Rabbi Yehuda was going on the Rabbi Yochanan Chiddush that we just talked about a minute ago, not focusing on that teretz. So if you look, there is a long comment in his commentary on the Mishnayos called the Yisron Or. The Yisron Or is authored by the Minsker Gadol. It's the addition to his commentary, which is called the Or Gadol. So the original commentary was called Or Gadol. Then he has an expansion called the Yisron Or. So it's authored by the Minsk Gadol. I think his name is Rav Yehuda Leib Perlman, something like that. Is known as the Gadol Minsk. So he has an amazing suggestion. Ready for this? He suggests that kinuyim work midin yad. We've spoken about yad and how the mechanism of yad works. We said that either a yad is something, sound like from the Ran, that you started the statement and you never finished. Or we quoted from the Shittim Gubetzes, right? The Shittim Gubetzes pointed out that we're going to kind of rephrase or reinterpret what you were saying. So, says the Minsk Gadol, he says, he thinks that even according to the Ran, there are certain cases in which when you finish your statement, we still allow your statement to be reinterpreted. Right? The exclusion, for example, he says, what's an example of something that doesn't work midin yad, even though you would have thought that it works midin yad? If a person says, this bag of potato chips is usher to me like a ham sandwich, does that work as a neder? Yeah. No, why not? Right. So he says, well, wait a second. Why doesn't that work midin yad? Well, no, you want to aser this bag of potato chips, and why don't you say that you made a mistake? Instead of saying it's aser to me like a ham sandwich, you should have said it's aser to me like carbonola. Why don't you say that it's midin yad?
Why would that be a yad?
What's that?
I don't understand the hammer. Like, why would that be a yad?
Why wouldn't be a yad?
It's not either chemistic, it's not part of the tenet, it's not implying it, it's just something totally different.
So why is it not implying it? It certainly is implying.
You want to be other.
You're trying to answer this certain.
You're trying to answer this thing.
Fundamentally wrong.
So that's the answer. He says, in that case, had it not been for a pasuk that told you that that is excluded, you would have said that's a yad. It just happens to be that we have a specific drasha to say that you can't be matvis bedavar ha'asur. But had you not had that pasuk, you could have reinterpreted, because the yad is a reinterpretation even if you finish your lashon. And that's what he kind of develops over a couple of paragraphs. So he suggests that, you know why you don't have a separate pasuk? This is by the by. He says, you know why you don't have a separate pasuk for kinuyim? Because kinuyim are just a subset of yados. And once you have exeris akasiv for yados, that's going to include the same thing for kinuyim. So when Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are arguing, certainly for Reish Lakish, lashon shabad lam chacham milibam, the chacham are identifying that these are lishonos that also fall under the category of yad, because they indicate what your mind was, and we redirect it to the direction we're going, and that's why you don't need a separate marker. Yeah.
Not like Tosfos from the Gemara that we quoted a few minutes ago about yadayim.
Yeah,
and then there was lashon, and then kinuyim kinedarim.
Yeah.
What was that lashon for there?
The lashon of the Gemara Daf Gimel was yados nezirus, lasos kinuy nezirus kinezirus v'yados nezirus kinezirus.
Oh, okay. So I was going to say that maybe that's like I don't know if this is mocker, but like it's showing that there is some sort of connection. I don't know if it's mocker at all.
So he doesn't mention that. But he does work off of the Mishnah of Kinuyei Nezirus, Kinezirus, excuse me, Kinuyei Nedarim, and then the Gemara saying, why is it Pasach and Solek? Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, according to our rearranged Mishnah with the Chesurim Echsura, you start with Yados, and then you go to Kinuyim. And there's a Diuk in Tosfos. Tosfos says, Hachanami tani aktim v'tani yados bereisha v'tzarachian. Tosfos asks, "Ki mitchila hayakasha lahagia bereisha va'ata magia." And v'yados the armala el. So he says, "Well, I'll tell you why it's not a tzarachian, right?" Tosfos says, "I don't understand why you're putting yados first." So, according to the Minsk Gadol, he says, "I'll tell you why I'm putting yados first." He brings this Seder, and he says, because you're going to put Yodos first, because that is the catch-all for the drasha, under which kinuim are going to be subsumed. So that's in terms of a makar. So if somebody asks you, what is the makar?
It is a little bit strange, though, according to the Gemara, that there are yados and kinuim. According to this suggestion, that's not really true. There's really just yados. It's just kinuim are another example of yados, which is... If you would just have the Mishnah, it would be easier, because the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says Kinuim Darim doesn't mention Yados, so, you know, it's not as bad. But when the Gemara says, no, there are two different things you have to rearrange, etc., etc.
Right, so he will definitely...
It's still a little bit of, it's a difficult read of the Gemara to say.
So that. he'll tell you, in Al-Khanami, Yados and Kinuim are actually two different kinds of statements. He acknowledges that. He's just saying that Kinuim operate based on the principle of Yad. Okay, so now let's go back to understand a little bit better this machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan said, this is the Lashon Umos. So if we accept Rabbi Yochanan, we can address a tshuva of the Radvaz. The Radvaz in Chelek Gimel, a Simen Tuf Yotes, Sha'alti mameni odiyach adaiti b'misha nishba ba'ala b'lashon aravi.
Sorry, what was that?
Chela Gimel, Tuf Yutes, although there are some paginations here that are Tuf Tuf Samach Beis. But in mind that it's Tuf Yutes in the parentheses.
So this is a Tshuva?
Yeah, Tshuva Saradvaz.
Yeah.
He wants to know, is it a Shvua, if a person takes a Shvua, Ba'ala b'lashon aravi. So he says, Hadavar borer shehi shvua gemura delo gara mishvusa shkuka shehim kinuim l'shvuas v'kaimelon k'Rabbi Yochanan da'amar l'shonos ha'ov dikochavim heim she'enu lashon shabadu chachamim Hanish Balaam Banahem ki ilohotzi ashvua mipiv da Torah Amar ki yidar b'chol lashon deneder. So first of all, he says we follow Rabbi Yochanan, and that means lashon umos, and that means if a person takes a shvua in the name of Allah in Arabic, it's definitely chal. And then he adds this last line, which I'm not sure what the makor for this line is, but he kind of says, well, ki yidar b'chol lashon. I don't know if that's a Gemara or it's a Medrash or. He's just using that as a turn of phrase. So he says, what about the fact that people do or don't understand it? We'll get to that in a little bit. And then he says later on, just another parenthetical point, which is Nogea, which as we'll see is Nogea Lamaisa in this context. He says, what about Ula Inyan, whether that's called Nishba Bashem? If you say in the name of Allah, is that also called Nishba in the Shem? The Shvua is Chal. The question is that also called Shvua B'Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why? Because it is Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Lashonam Hu Allah V'U Shem Hashem Etzlam. He says Mistabrali De'ein Zeh Shem Mamish Shari Ein Ha'usios Moros Al Shem V'Av Agav D'Yesh B'Chetzio Shem, like Allah is Miloshen Kel. He says, "Lo kasha shari hanukuda inam bitzere el bepatach." It's Allah, not Kela. And he says, "Vesu," and they say that it's not the Shem Shalem, etc. Modani says, nonetheless, it's no different than Shara Kinuyim. And rather, he says, "Ein ze ella kemetargim es Hashem she'ein bo kedushaso ella b'ksavo v'osiosav." And that creates an interesting machlokas. I'll get back to that in 1 second. But just the conclusion of the tshuva. Ma'i sahaya b'mei riva shenishba b'shem dayo. I don't know what that name is. V'hitir lo afa pi shelo yirag ilahatir shem shvua b'haskaras Hashem. That he didn't call that a shvua b'haskaras Hashem. But what about if it's written? So if you look in the Pesachei Tshuva, in Yoredeya, in Simen, Reish Ayin Vav, Sif Katan Yud Aleph, he raises this question. What happens if you write Gut? What if you write God? In Simon Reish Ayin Vav Sif Katan Yud Aleph. So some are more machmir if you're writing it b'ksav ashuri, which is interesting. And then there's a further question, is there a difference, by the way, between ksav ashuri and like a Sefer Torah ksav and block print? There's actually a tshuva in the Asela Charav asking whether or not you're allowed to bring Hebrew periodicals into a bathroom. So he quotes many achronim who are machmir if they're written b'ksav ashuri, and then he goes even further to say that in his view, he quotes, because there is an element of inherent kedusha in things that are written b'ksav ashuri, and he goes further to say that it's not just ksav ashuri that looks like an ksav of Sefer Torah, it's even ksav ashuri that's block print without the Sefer Torah script. Even if it's not Divrei Torah, that the letters themselves have kedusha. I think it might be why Rav Schechter writes in the Rashi script, although the Sfarim are printed in block print. Exactly. So there's discussion about whether they're allowed to write in the whole, in general, with Ksav Ashuri.
No, but Ksav Ashuri is different than block print, meaning in theory.
That's what he also deals with this. So that's what he discusses in this. I don't remember if the tshuvas in Chelek Gimel or Chelek Dalet, but I saw it in the tshuvas of the Asela Charav on this question about bringing printed materials into the restroom. So it's a nafkamina for what we call Shemus. It's a Yiddish word, Shemus. So if you look, that Pitzchi Tshuva discusses it, and then the Aruch HaShulchan deals with it in Os Chav Dalet, there in Yerodea. Lachor, it's related to this issue. It does sound like, from the Radvaz, that if you wrote down the name of God in a foreign language, then it would, but the Shach sounds like it wouldn't, so he quotes different opinions.
The Radvaz are referring to Arabic letters, or a non-Hebrew name of Hebrew?
So he doesn't say how it's written. It sounds, I'll read it to you and you'll tell me what you think. He says, Ein lanu ela shiva shemel she'enim nimchakem. We know there are only seven names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that may not be erased. Ve'ein ze ela kimetargim es Hashem. This is just translating the name. She'en bo kedusha so ela bekosvo ve'osiosav. So she'ein bo kedusha, so it doesn't have the full shame. Ela bekosvo va'osiosav.
It only has kedusha if it's written in the letters that are
in the Hebrew letters. So according to this, if you wrote God in English, then it would be allowed to be thrown out. I'm not 100% sure. I'm just reading what it says. I'm not 100% sure. But those two deus about the Shemus, Lachor, are related to this question. Mm-hmm. Because if you say that an English translation of something is really the item, the issue itself, so then... No, it's not one of the seven shemos, but it should be similar to one of the seven shemos l'chora, because it's the equivalent. But if you say no, it's really just, you know, a shadow of it, so then it's going to be less chamor.
How would you determine which of the seven shemos
mean? Oh, the Rambam tells you, the Gemara tells you.
No. How would you determine which one of them is God?
So that's also a good point.
What do you mean?
Which of the seven names were God?
Right, Elohim, Shem Havaya. You know, Rabbi Tversky, I think, once pointed out, Rabbi Chaim Tversky, he said that Hashem Elokeinu is, I think he said, God our Lord. Kael was more Lashon like power, so it's more our Lord. Like, bless are you, Lord of the universe? I don't remember exactly, but he was Medaic in that question that Michael is raising. Okay, So that's just an interesting sidebar, nafka mina, about if you swear in another language, which we're saying now is according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's kinuyim. So then, what about haskaras Hashem in shar lashonos? Is that also upgraded? How does that fit into the question of she'ela and then the nafka mina for Seamus? So the question that we mentioned earlier also in Chief Rabbi Yochanan when we mentioned the Rambam was, well, what is the Chiddush to tell you that it's Shar Lashonos according to the way that the Radvaz pointed out? It's obvious that Shar Lashonos are included. So Tosus in Nazir and Daf Beis Amud Aleph mentioned that only these that are mentioned in our Mishnah as Kinuyim are Kinuyim in the sense that they are Chal even if you don't understand what they mean. But Shar Lashonos, regular other language, it's only if you understand what they mean do they qualify as, you know, kinuyim, as translations. Tosus and Azad Daf Beis. Tosus and Nazir said that?
No,
I'm just quoting the Tosus and Nazir Daf Beis.
I don't think so.
Let's see, hold on.
The whole Shana Shehain Nojim Bilashonam Yehi Neder. What is that? What is what it's going, how are you reading that? What is it referring to according to you?
Meaning you're in a place, they don't understand these words.
No, I don't think so. I think you're Mishabish.
What?
No.
Means talking about anybody, anywhere should be able to take a neder. If it's their language, meaning plural people who are taking the darim in their own language, then it's for sure okay. Shame avinim. The people in general, if they use these words, even if they don't understand it,
the Tosfos in Nazir says in Achanami the Gamal Shar Lashonos in Makir umevino umeskava lekavla love Nazirus havi Nazir avamehani lishni demasnisin ki Omar. Nazru Nizru Be'echem and Neshoda Salolu Chaylan and Zirus Nami Ki Ein Miskav Mishum the Dami Tfei Loshon Torah. It has nothing to do with the people around you. It's talking about the people themselves. So he points it out very clearly in Nazir, and I think it's also Rabbi Kraft just read. I think it's the same Tosfos here as well. However, this approach seems different than Tosfos in Bava Basra. Tosfos in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Samach Dalet Amud Beis, there's a little bit of a challenge in the Girsa. So if you look in the Maharsha, he says, take a look in the Ramban. So the Ramban, and the Maharsha thinks this is the Shitas Tosfos, the Ramban there, in the context of a person who says, I am a Nazir Trigon. So Tosfos says, the Ramban explains, that Trigon is actual Greek, and therefore, even if you don't understand Greek, you're a Nazir three times over. So you see, according to that Tosfos and the Ramban, you get the impression that if you don't understand, that's also included. Why? Because Shar Lashonos, they count as if it was Hebrew itself, and therefore it doesn't matter whether you understand or not. Who goes in this direction? If you look in the Ritva there in Bava Basra, he goes in this direction, and he says that in the context of Shar Lashonos, he says, I don't agree that you need a makar for that. That's obvious. That's not even called kinuyim. So what is a kinuy? So there, he says, the kinuy must be the way that we understood it from the Rambam, that these are the lashonos alogim, these misused languages. Yesh makom sha'an shehem alogim. And he, the Ritva, says, look in the Rambam to understand what is a kinuy. So, again, according to number one, the Chiddush and the Tosfos in Nazir and Daf Beis, and also the Tosfos earlier, the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan isn't a case where you don't understand, and that applies specifically to the cases, the ones that are listed in the Mishnah. However, we pointed out that that is against the Tosfos, seems to be against the Tosfos in Bava Basra. Now, if you say, like the Tosfos in Bava Basra, that Shar Lashonos, you don't have to understand, then, and similar to the Ritva, that these are, in a sense, the Shar Lashonos are the same as your Lashon, so then what's the Chiddush? So here the Chiddush is going back to the Rambam, that Kinuyim actually, in this context, means Lashonos Alagim. Yes?
Isn't there precedence for Greek to be more Chal than Shar Lashonos in Exodus of the Lashon HaKodesh?
So, I'm not sure if the... It's a nice word for Hanukkah. I'm not sure if the Gemara that you're referring to, which is a Mishnah in Megillah about Ksivas Ashuris of Yafta Lakim Liefes, I didn't see anybody who brings that here.
It's coincidental that it's Greek.
It's probably because that was common at that time. It happens to be that there's a lot, especially in the Talmud Yerushalmi, the influence of the Greek language is felt even more than it is in the Talmud Bavli. It's more of a Greek Aramaic, as I understand it, rather than a Persian Aramaic.
Right, which is why I would think. Trigon sounds like it means three, that's not
try. It means try, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so here there's one problem with this Ritva. The one problem with this Ritva that we've been talking about in Bava Basra is that the Ritva here, at first glance, seems to support it, because the Ritva on Daf Beis makes the argument. He says, well, what kind of kinuyim are we talking about here? Kinuyim that are mixed up lashonos, exactly like who? The Rambam, exactly. Similar to the Ritva there. The problem with our Ritva is one last line, where he says, umistabra, and that's the problematic word primarily, de lashon laz va'arav, those are also kinuyim. Why is that a problem? Exactly, because we had said that the main language is not a kinui, that is the language itself. That's not just the kinui. And furthermore, it's even worse because according to the Ritva, it's not mistabra that that's also usser. It's obvious that that's usser because that's the real language. A person who takes a neder in Arabic, that's not kinoi for him. That's real language. And the footnote, if you look in the Mosan Rav Kook footnotes, he quotes that this is a problem. So you have to say somehow that mistabra doesn't mean, you know, it's a chiddush, and it's kikinuyin in respect that it's also chal, but based on the Ritva in Bava Basra, it's not chal midin kinuy, it's chal midin ikar haneder. Because he wasn't happy in Bava Basra, the Ritva, to say that it's chal midin kinuy. He wanted it to be chal midin ikar haneder. Okay, so to summarize, we have Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, Nafgamina of how to understand it. The Radvaz invokes Rabbi Yochanan to tell you what happens if you take a Shavua in Shar Lashonos. The sub question there is the question of the Shem Havaya in Shar Lashonos, saying Allah, writing it, Shemus, or Chasholchan. And then the two options for the Chiddush, either the Tosfos Shita here and in Nazir, in the case where you don't understand it, versus the Ritva who goes with the Rambam, and then the last issue of the Ritva, the steer between the two. What about Reish Lakish? Lashon shebadal hem chachamim milibam. So Reish Lakish explains, the Gemara says in Daf Yud, in the Hemshech here, v'tamamai takin rabban and kinuyim, de lo lema karban, you shouldn't say karban la'ashem. Why not karban? Because you might say karban la'ashem. Because if you say that, maybe you're going to say la'ashem and you're not going to say karban, and you're going to be mapik shem shemaim levatala, which we saw the Ram in the end of the Cheshvuas, is a very serious thing. So the question, though, is why did you say that when the person says Lashem, it's going to be Chal Midin Yad? So I saw in one of the Likud Sfarim that they point out, you have to say that just saying Lashem is not adequate to be Chal Midin Yad. You have to come up with some formulation.
Another saying word, just Lashem on its own.
Somehow, you know, you're going to have to figure out why. Obviously, if your guy just walks down the street and says Lashem, so then that's not going to be Chal Midin Yad. The question is going to be, if he has an animal in front of him, and then he says, La Hashem, so maybe an Achanami could be, and then in that case it would be Midin.
Like no different than
Acha. Exactly. So that's the question I saw one of the Sfarim they're dealing with, which we need to think about, whether or not it is Chal Midin Yad, yeah?
Particularly with the Ritva, would Reish Lakish say a translation is Chal?
As what? For what? In what? What do you mean?
Translate another language. If we're assuming that translations are not kinuyim, like the Ritva, whatever, would Reish Lakish agree that translations are a real language or not?
Okay, so good question. We'll get to that in a minute. Are Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan arguing? That's the question. We'll get that in a second. You know, if you say like the Ritva, then the simplest answer would be they're not arguing on that at all, because Leis Ma D'Palig, similar to the Lashon, and even though, and we'll see the Radvaz will take it, I'll get to that in just one second. Just on this Ta'ara, the Shalmei Nedarim here quotes an interesting Kasha from a Tosas Yeshanim in Yuma, where the Tosas Yeshanim in Yuma wonders about the Mishnah. It is in Yuma, I think it's Lashon Tes. In the context of the kalpi of the lottery, which was done on Yom Kippur between these two seirim, what happens when they took out the plank that said La Hashem? So the Mishnah says Daf Lamites Tarf Bakalpi. One of them of the gorolos is kasev all of La Hashem, and one of them is kasev La Zazel. He says Hagbe Yemincha, pick up your arm. V'im Shalshem Ola. So then the Rosh Bezin says, Va'omer Lashem Chatas. Wait a second. Why are you saying Lashem Chatas? Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Lo Yatzarek Lomer Chatas, Ella Lashem. So here, the Tosas Yeshanim, it's Dibra Maskil, Va'omer Lashem Chatas, quotes from Rabbeinu Elchanan Balatosos, who says, I don't understand. Amai lo ka'amar chatas la'ashem shiyaskar Hashem u'char. Our Gemara says, we don't want people to first say la'ashem and then the karbon, because maybe he's going to get stuck, maybe he's going to stop. Lo le'meinish la'ashem karbon, elo karbon la'ashem, dilo pasha, umad kishem shemayim levatola. So va'omer Rebbe, deshaini hacha dechsev asher Allah, Allah ha'goral la'ashem. And then the Pasuk says, V'yaso chatas. So the first teres, the teres that Tosas Yeshanim himself gives, is since in the Pasuk says, La Hashem first, you have to say La Hashem first. But the Shalmei Nedarim, he says the truth is you could add another teres. He says, first of all, you don't have to worry about this, because maybe in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur, you don't have to be choshesh that there's going to be a takala al yadeim chas v'shalom. How could it be that there's going to be a takala? He's going to say Lashem, and then he's going to get interrupted. But his other suggestion is that it could be, what's Rabbi Shmuel saying? Rabbi Shmuel is not actually arguing. Rabbi Shmuel is saying, maybe the Chacham Rabbi Shmuel agree that all you need to say is Lashem. It happens to be the Chachamim say, you say Lashem chatas, but what's ma'akev? The only thing that's ma'akev is to say Lashem, because it only says Lashem on the tablet. So therefore, there is no takala, right? The takala here is a person would say Lashem and forget to say lekarbon, lechatas, leola, whatever it is. So that's going to be Haskar Hashem Shemayim. But says the Shalmei Nedarim, here it's not going to be any Haskar Hashem Shemayim levatala, because the whole statement that you're supposed to say is Lashem. So that's the additional.
And that would also have the effect of creating the chalos in that,
yes,
in this case.
Yes, because in this case, all you have to. Exactly, because you're not making an eder. That's why. This is another teretz that he offers to Rabbeinu Elchanan's kasha there in the Tosas Yeshanim. So now back to Michael's point to conclude. This is a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. The question is, you know, how do we paskin? So here, the Ran and the Ritva say you paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. So if this is a machlokas and you pass like Rabbi Yochanan, there's got to be an afgamina. So if you look in a different Tshuva Saradvaz, this one is in Chelek Dalid, in Elef, Tuf.
So where is it? This is what it
is? Tshuva Saradvaz, this is in Chelek Dalid. It's either Tuf Chaf, or others have the numeration, which is Tuf Resh Pei Beis. This is dealing with the Rambam, and why the Rambam formulated the way that he did, which was Yesh Mekomos She'anshem Alagim Umafsidim Es Halashon And it says the same thing in Shavuos, V'lo Shavuot Bavad, Al Kol Kinei Shavuot Keshavua, the Anshi Osa Markov, Al Logim V'hoyu Korin L'Shavuot Shavuso Shkuka, O Shahayu Lashon, O Shahayu Aramim, Shaloshon Shavuot B'Lashon, or Mumasa. Why did the Rambam not clearly say whether he passes like Rabbi Yochanan or Reish Lakish? Which troubled the Radvaz in his beer on the Rambam. So the Radvaz here says, Svir Le L'Rav, the lake of Bein Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Midi, Lagabitin. They're actually not arguing at all. Bein Lamar, Im Eina Nishba Makir Shu Inyan Shvua Eino Chayav, because you need Pivoli Boshav. If you don't know that this means anything about Shvua, because you need Pivoli Boshavim. And if you do are Makir, it doesn't matter whether you say Allah Shon Shabadu Chachamim or Allah Shon Akum. Everybody agrees there's no machlokis. And to support that, he points out, why does the Gemara not ask my Benayu? It just says, the Gemara says,
this is with the Radvaz?
Yeah, this is Radvaz's argument. Yeah, it's in the Tshuva. On the Rambam, he's noted more to say that the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yochanan. Because
right.
Here the Gemara just says Lema Ketanoi. Why is it saying Lema Ketanoi? Why don't you say that there's an Ika Beinayu? So option number one is to say they're actually not arguing. They agree in the din, just they have two different perspectives on what the word Kinoi Nedarim, the phrase Kinoi Nedarim, means. Another possibility is that they are arguing. So what's the nafkamina? So the Rashash here, the Rashash says, you know what they're arguing about? They're arguing about this concern of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish is very concerned that a person should not say Korban Lashem, and it could be that Rabbi Yochanan is not concerned about that. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan denies an institution of the Chachamim to introduce Lashonos Asher Badulem Chachamim to avoid this problem, because he's not concerned. And then one other nafkamina is the Ritva that we mentioned. That's what the Shalmei Nedarim says. He says, you know why it's important to know that we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan over Reish Lakish? Because the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan, according to the Ritva, is that at least the way that the Ritva sounds like certainly in Bava Basra, that when you're using Lashonos Alagim, you can only use those Lashonos in places where people understand them, meaning where you understand them. But if you don't understand it, so then it's not going to be acceptable. So that would be the machlokas, and that's going to be the nafkamina. And then we did see that the bir halacha, even though once you read the Ritva again, and that's what the footnote questions, it's, and we mentioned this, Rabbi Kraft mentioned it in his Chabura, it's very hard to understand once you look at this Rava again and you put it together with the Dvar and Vava Basra, how the Bir Halacha brought it as a Raya to saying Kriyashma Bishar Lashonos. It's pretty clear that the Rava here is not talking, you know, who am I, obviously, not to ask Kasha on the Bir Halacha, but it's pretty clear, especially in light of the Ritva and Vava Basra, that the Ritva is only talking about Lashonos Alagim, but the regular Shar Lashonos, regular Greek or English, that you would be able to say in Shar Lashonos, even if you don't understand them. So to summarize, we had possible different makoros. Yeah?
On the Kriyashma word, when we say alagim, so we said that we're translating as corrupt.
Right.
And if someone's reading the words with the incorrect nekudos, is that a corruption of the words, or?
No, it means they are.
Yeah,
it means they are. I don't think so. I think it means they're using, you know, strange words that are supposed to mean the same thing, right?
Okay.
Here it's, like the Rambam said, these people, they say, instead of saying a swear, they say, I swear. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
For some, that could be
right.
If that's normal, why would that be different than not taking the form?
It could be.
I could change all the kudos.
It could be. The Gemara describes that there were people, right? The Gemara even has the Gemara describes there were people. I think they were from the Bnei Binyamin. The Tanakh already points out. Tanakh.
Sibolas,
exactly. The Tanakh points that out, but the Gemara takes Sibolas and then gives you another example. And then I think in Lita, there were people, I think in Lithuania, the Sin and the Shin.
Yeah.
there were a lot of people who had those mixed up. So it could be in a chanami that becomes a thing, but I don't know. So to summarize, we wondered at the core what is the makar for kinuyim, and we suggested that either there is no makar, the makar is the Yerushalmi, or like the Minsker Gadol, the makar, the source, the mechanism is through Yados, and then within each of those shitos of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, you have to figure out what are they teaching you, what's the Kiddush, and what would you have known on your own. Lamaisa, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan with the nafkaminas, potentially either no nafkamina like the Radvaz or like the Rashash, the concern of Reish Lakish, which would fall away, or like the Shalmei Nedarim if we accept the limitation of the Ritva.